do you think your party can survive the kind of loyalty tests that make it harder to be a governing, get it done Republican?
Oh, people talk about this loyalty test. I don't know that it is anywhere near as effective day to day as people assume. I mean, when the president was talking about invading Greenland, there were plenty of contrary voices within his own party. When the president was accepted the Qatari jet, there were plenty of contrary voices within his own party. The president wanted to do a $3,000 or $5,000 tariff dividend to Americans. That hasn't happened yet.
True.
The president wants the Save America Act done. It's not like the Senate is all gotten into lockstep on getting that done. So I don't think that there is a loyalty test. And I think focusing on just one party is a mistake. Here's the reality. We are in an ever-increasing time of populism and extremism. You look at the Democratic New York primaries on Tuesday. Man alive, it is a bad time to be a normal. And I don't think we're going to get good governance if we continue to turn toward the extreme poles of these parties. That should not be the American way.